Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. And by Johnny O. East Coast traditional meets West Coast casual. The best of both worlds apparel for men and boys. Visit www.johnny-o.com to learn more. And Mark Canizzaro of the New York Post joins us as well. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Anne. How are you doing today?
Hey, great to see you, by the way, Tuesday. Congratulations on your journalism award and to all the winners at the Met Golf Writers National Awards dinner. That was some night.
Including yourself, Anne. Let's not just leave that out now, right?
Listen,
congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. I was so honored. And let's just say it was good that Hank Gola kept his introduction of you under what? 10 minutes?
he had like a 7-page written speech. So I don't know how. I wasn't timing it, but it didn't seem like it went that quickly.
Anyway, it was a great evening. And I congratulated all the winners earlier in the show. But I want to dive right into it. We want to get to the Travelers Championship in a second. But last week, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan announced changes that he and the team will implement to the PGA Tour schedule in an effort to enhance the tour to its membership and, you know, prevent more guys from jumping ship, basically, to live golf. And you wrote earlier this week, Mark, that it is too little too late, right?
I did. And the premise of that, Anne, was kind of off of a story I'd written back in February, speaking to a couple of players about the fact that they had gone to Jay in the fall and made a proposal to have an 8-series team type event, kind of, you know, a knockoff of what the Saudis are doing, and blended into the PGA Tour schedule. But the catch was that it was going to be player and investor owned, those eight events, and the tour, which wants to control everything, obviously, said no, you know, thanks, but no thanks. And kind of the premise of what I wrote was, you know, well, here we are now, because that would have absolutely, you know, cut the Saudi, you know, the Greg Norman Saudi League off at the knees, really, at that point, because they would have had, you know, no concept to sell. And, you know, at the end of the day, Jay and the tour did not take it seriously enough. They didn't think, you know, I quoted somebody that said that Jay had told them that he didn't think the Saudi thing was ever going to get off the ground. And, you know, here we are, you know, months later, and now they're a true threat.
It sounds like that proposal, as you say, that they pitched in the fall, it sounds very similar to what LIV Golf is now.
It totally is. It was pretty much a very similar model. But the point was that, you know, the tour would have this, you know, this would be, even though it wasn't tour-owned and controlled, it would be, you know, players and investors, you know, all kind of in business with the tour, so to speak, with this concept. So it's a complicated thing, but the bottom line is it should have been taken much more seriously by Jay and the tour, and it wasn't. And now they find themselves really on the back foot, you know, very kind of playing defense right now, which is what's happening. The announcement on Wednesday was all about raising the purses and all that kind of thing. And, you know, what's that in a response to? You know, it's in a response to what LIV is doing, which is drawing a lot of the stars away from the PGA Tour. And that's really the shame of this whole thing, is that it's dividing the game and, you know, taking some of the stars away from these events, you know, where people want to see the best playing against the best. And if Bryson DeChambeau and, you know, Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson are playing at LIV and they're suspended by the PGA Tour, they're not competing against, you know, the guys who are on the tour, like the Rorys and Justin Thomases and whatnot. And that's where the fans are losing.
And Monahan had said this past week, this is an arms race. The only weapons here are dollar bills. The PGA Tour can't compete with a foreign monarchy that is spending billions of dollars in an attempt to buy the game of golf. I mean, obviously, it's Saudi-funded, this LIV Golf, and they have unlimited amounts of money. So really, what can the PGA Tour do? I mean, they're almost, there's hardly, I mean, they just have so much money. What, you know, what can they do to fight back?
That's a good question. You know, what they can't fight it. They can't fight back financially. So the question then becomes, these players are all suspended by the tour. You know, if and when, and I think we all expect the word to be when, really, those players take the tour to court, does the PGA Tour have the right to suspend these guys and prevent them from playing PGA Tour events? Because they're independent contractors, as we both know. And, you know, I did a story about 2 weeks ago in the Post, speaking to some lawyers who specialize in non-compete and whatnot, and unanimously didn't think the PGA Tour would win in court. So, you know, that's where this is headed, unfortunately. And as sports fans, we don't want to hear stuff about what's going on in the courts, right? I mean, that's kind of, you know, that doesn't draw eyeballs to the game. So that's kind of where this is headed. But in terms of what the PGA Tour can do, I'm not sure. You know, right now, you know, I can tell you for a fact from speaking to some players that their players have been disappointed and put off by the way Jay has handled this. A lot of them have. And, you know, part of their disappointment was how kind of passive he's been. I don't know if you saw, you know, his interview in the with Jim Nantz on the Sunday of the Canadian Open, the RBC Canadian, the week before the U.S. Open. I mean, I just felt like Jay, you and I may have talked about this off the air. He just seemed not sure of himself and didn't sound like a strong leader. And that was alarming to some of the players. And I think that was a little bit of what we saw on Wednesday, him kind of a tough talk, was a bit of a response to that. And, you know, kind of a fighting back vibe that we got out of him. So,
right.
You know, I don't know where this is going to go in terms of, you know, the future, but I can tell you this, as you referred, you know, to the question, the Saudis have so much money, it seems to be bottomless, so they're not going away anytime soon.
Now, if world ranking points aren't offered to LIV Golf, how do you think that's going to affect, you know, a lot of these players eventually trying to get into these major championships?
That is really that's the $64,000 question. You know, you have players like Phil, you know, Koepka, DJ, who are past champions, you know, in Phil and DJ's case, you know, the Masters and you know, U.S. Open, not the U.S. Open, but, you know, Koepka, former U.S. Open. So these guys are exempt already to get in. But the other guys, you know, it could be an issue because world ranking points for our listeners are one of the primary ways that the players get into these major championships, how they qualify. And, you know, I think this is what Monahan is hoping is going to happen, that, you know, the world rankings will not give ranking points to the LIV Tour. And the other thing here to me that's the real life jacket for, or lifeline, so to speak, for Monahan, is what the majors do, Ann. I mean, what Augusta does. You know, we saw this week the European Tour, the DP World Tour, which is called now, you know, not allow players, the LIV players, to play in the Scottish Open. But that's a little bit short-ended because they haven't come out and said that they can't play any European Tour events or DP Tour events. So, because that Scottish Open is also co-sanctioned by the PGA Tour. So what Monahan needs is strength in numbers, most notably the majors. So if Augusta National, which frankly controls almost everything in the sport, because it's so powerful, if they come out and basically say all the LIV players can't play in their tournament, you know, that's a big feather in Jay's cap. But if you notice, the majors have been very quiet on this, and there's a reason for this. If the majors start jumping in and say, yeah, we're going to do what the PGA Tour is doing, then you have the aspect of collusion in play. Mm. So everybody's very, very careful about that. And I think that's why, you know, that's why everybody's been kind of coyly silent here, so to speak.
Interesting. It's collusion, free agency. It all sounds very familiar.
We really
other
want to
sports,
talk about birdies,
right?
And bogeys. We want to talk about birdies and bogeys, don't we? Not courts and collusion.
But you know, with all these other organizations who handle the other majors allowing the LIV golf players in, I can't imagine Augusta National not allowing them and doing something completely different. Although, you know, they're certainly a different entity.
They are. What they could do, Ann, and I've heard some whispers, they could alter their, you know, their invitation process, because at the end of the day, the Masters is an invitational, so to speak. So they could alter that a little bit. There's so much to be played out here yet, and there's so many layers to this story. You know, it's going to be going on for a long time. I mean, it really is, because this is not, nothing's cut and dried here.
What are your thoughts about Brooks Koepka? He was chastising the media at the U.S. Open for asking questions about LIV Golf, and then you just knew based on how he was dealing with it that he was going to bolt, you know, very hypocritical on Brooks' part, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, what Brooks and DJ and Bryson were all kind of the I put them all in the same boat, basically. They all came out publicly and pretty much said they weren't going, and they were denouncing it. And they were pledging their allegiance to the PGA Tour, mostly DJ and Bryson. And then they turn around, and you know, Rory has been so good talking about this too, by the way, who's been really the most, you know, honest and kind of level-headed voice to all of this. You know, Rory is just like, you know, you can't believe what anybody says anymore, because everybody says one thing and does another, you know, and that's what's been happening. And so for these three guys, particularly Brooks, most recently, they're just sabotaging their credibility, you know, I mean... But at the end of the day, you know, I did a column the other day with speaking to Xander Schauffele on Thursday, the day after you and I saw. No, I think it was the day we saw
right.
each other, actually, on Thursday.
That's right.
So, you know, I did a story with him, and he was very, very, very honest in saying, when I talked to him about LIV, in saying, listen, I don't want to say no, because everybody has their number. You know, everybody has his or her number. And, you know, he said, I don't know what my number is, but, you know, he didn't want to be one of those guys saying, no, I'm never going to go, because then he's going to look like the other guys and be disingenuous. And so he was very, very open in saying that. He said, I have to speak in generalities, because you just don't, you never know. If somebody comes to me with some wild offer, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know?
Wow.
And that's, you know, and so everybody has their number.
You know, it just seemed like somebody like that wouldn't. And by the way, Xander Schauffele has that one-shot lead over his good buddy Patrick Cantlay heading into the Travelers Championship final round today. But somebody like Xander, I just can't imagine him doing that. But as you say, the money that they're offering is so tempting that even people that you think, you know, would never do it, who believe in legacy and history and the competition that the PGA Tour offers, you're thinking some of these guys may go.
I do. And you know, at the end of the day, and I think what people really want, what these players want, they want to be able to do both. You know, they want their cake and eat it too, so to speak. And I find no problem with that, to be honest with you. I mean, I feel like maybe it's Pollyanna to say, but I feel like they should be able to do, they're independent contractors that should be able to do both. Make your money, you know, with your big appearance fee stuff with LIV and still be on the PGA Tour. And I think that's, at the end of the day, that's what the way it's going to end up is the way I see it in some manner. I'm not sure exactly how, but so I think that's what we're going to end up seeing. And that's what these players are kind of banking on. And that's also what the LIV people and their lawyers are telling these players that go over. They say, listen, you're going to be able to do both. Like, they're kind of selling it on that, you know. So it's, you know, listen, nobody has an answer. Nobody really knows until a court of law rules. Right. But that's kind of what they've been sold.
So your thoughts about the final round at the Travelers Championship, Xander's playing great. Patrick Cantlay shooting, he went low yesterday. He started a 63. I love seeing these low numbers after the U.S. Open. It's so refreshing. These guys are relaxed. They're playing great golf. The fans love all the birdies. What are your thoughts about the final round of the Travelers?
Well, you know, Rory said on Thursday to us after he shot 62, he had the greatest line of the week, really. He said, you know, coming to the, you know, to the Travelers after grinding it out at the U.S. Open. and is like U.S. Open rehab. That's the way he called it, you know. I love the way, you know, that he stated that. But, you know, I think what's cool about today, and it's weird, Travelers, they get a terrific field every year, as you know, Ann. And they do such a good job at this tournament. It's hugely popular because, you know, Connecticut, you know, where I'm a native, you know, from where I'm a native, does not have a professional sports franchise. You know, we used to have the Whalers back in the day in Hartford, but, you know, that's long gone. So, in a sense, this Travelers Championship is kind of Connecticut's pro franchise, and they treat it as such. I mean, the fans come out to this event, and it's cool to see. And frankly, they've had some really good finishes over the years here. Last year, an 8-hole playoff with, you know, with Harris English ended up winning. But we're kind of set up for something maybe like that today when you think about it, because you got Cantlie. You know, Cantlie is just one shot back of Xander. And here's the cool thing element to that, kind of the sidebar to that, is these guys are not only really good friends, and their significant others are really tight. They're teammates. They just won that Zurich Classic,
that's right,
which is the team event in New Orleans. And they've been Ryder Cup and President's Cup teammates. So they're going to be now dueling it out in the final pairing this afternoon, which is going to be pretty cool. Yeah, they both talked about it afterwards yesterday, saying it's a comfortable pairing, and it's kind of cool that they get a chance to go at each other in the final round of an actual tournament rather than being in the same pairing together. And listen, there's plenty of other guys in the mix here as well, obviously, just behind them. I mean, Kisner, you know, made a run yesterday. There's a handful of people up there. Figala had, you know, had a good
day. Anything can
happen,
Mark.
Yeah, but
listen, we're out of time. I have to say thank you. I really appreciate your insight. Enjoy the final round of the Travelers Championship. And once again, congratulations on the Journalism Award. And appreciate you coming on. Golf Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.